You're listening to The Kelly Jo Show on Talk Jive Radio, a Dan Minden production distributed by the Institute for Native Arts and Media, a 501c3 nonprofit organization based in Norman, Oklahoma. The views and opinions expressed in this show are those of the individual and do not necessarily reflect those of the INAM organization. Welcome, welcome. It's a huge news day today. I woke up to the news of Miss Brittany Griner being freed. That is major. It's major news. I'm happy for her family. It's a day to be thankful for diplomacy, a day to be thankful for the Biden administration. And it really does go to show that there is a point of compromise. Where that point is, we just don't know. But it was a prisoner swap. And Victor Boot, the Russian arms dealer that they traded Brittany Griner for, I believe the movie Lord of War was made about him. And so, and Paul Whelan, the Marine that was convicted of espionage in Russia, he was not a part of that deal. And apparently there was this, you know, this has been months long of diplomatic negotiations with the Secretary of State and the Biden administration and Russian officials, and they wanted to do a twofer, but Russia came back and said, no, you can only do one. And I don't know if charges had anything to do with that. I mean, I was appalled to know that, you know, just a little itty-bitty vape cartridge wrought so much havoc on her life. And there's so much to the Brittany Griner story. There's so much to it. And we've been talking about it here at Talk Jive since she's been detained this past February. And I was appalled then that just a teeny tiny bit of cannabis oil, it wasn't a joint, it wasn't an eighth, it wasn't a sweet nug, it wasn't anything like that. It was a teeny tiny bit of oil. And it derailed her life. And it's scary that can happen. And it's what's even scarier is how much that has happened right here on our own homeland, on our own home soil. That's happening here. And, you know, I was just sick for Brittany Griner when I heard that she was going to that labor camp. And you see the pictures and you hear the stories, and, you know, her being as tall as she is and just a big person that she is, just physically, it was just, it was so sad to see her restrained. It was so sad to see her behind those bars. And when we look at that and we put it in a bigger context of how many people have had their lives derailed because of marijuana, it's just not right. It's just not right, and it's not fair. And I really hope that it sheds a light, that this case continues to shed a light on these issues like this, especially that are centered around cannabis. Espionage is a whole different thing. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't have brought Paul Whelan home. I thought that we were going to do that. I really hoped that he would, that they would release him. But espionage is a whole other thing than an itty bitty thing of hash oil, like a vape cartridge. Espionage, those two things are very different. And especially when convicted of espionage against Russia, Like, I just, I don't, I understand why he would be, I guess, more of a threat out on the outside. I mean, and not only do I hope that this case sheds light on the cannabis issue, but I also hope that it sheds light on the unlevel playing field that WNBA players face, and that discrimination and, you know, discrepancy in salary that they have compared to men. Brittany Griner shouldn't have had to go. She should be making the money that she needs to make here without having to go and play in these international leagues and things like that. And there's so many players that do it. There's so many players that have to do that, especially women. And there's a lot of discrimination against female players. I just see it. I haven't experienced it. I've experienced discrimination in many other ways, but not as an athlete. And when you think about how revered our athletes are, and the pedestals, the very tall pedestals that we put them on, and when high caliber women, very high profile women, can't get a fair shake, especially when they're at the top of their game, pun intended. If they can't even get a fair shake, how are the rest of us supposed to get it? With no, you know, discernible athletic talent or skills or whatever. Everybody is talented in their own way. But especially with elite athletics, what is that, 1% of very skilled athletes? You know, very skilled athletes, some very, very skilled athletes don't get to go and play at that high, the highest level. And so I hope that this case also sheds a light on that. I hope that they can come to some kind of agreement, like the Women's Soccer League was able to get that settlement. I hope that this starts to really highlight all of these issues, and especially treatment of women. Going back to the Russian labor camp, I can't even imagine what she went through. And you can bet that when she writes a book and tells her story, or wherever she's going to tell that story, I'm going to follow that. Because again, it's just the whole thing is so needless, especially at the root of the issue, that plant oil that is used by so many, that has so many therapeutic uses for many mental health and physical ailments, I might add, we're still criminalizing patients for that. And she is a high-profile cannabis patient. Can we admit that? Can we say that? I mean, you can't outlaw, I mean, you can't criminalize somebody for needing insulin, but we have criminalized marijuana to the point that there's just so many people who still demonize it, just like this. And countries, the state of Texas is draconian in their marijuana laws, very much. And if you got stopped with weed in Texas, especially the panhandle, don't go through Dumas. Don't be a ding-dong daddy in Dumas. you got to be careful. And they're waiting for people to come through from Colorado. I mean, just drive through the panhandle. Just drive through the Oklahoma panhandle. It's kind of desolate, but you know what? At least you can have your medication on you without fear of life-changing charges. Expensive. And when you think about the expense that Brittany Griner has paid over medication, just because it's not, I mean, I am here to tell you, cannabis is it's medicine. And there's some of us that would probably be dead if it wouldn't for cannabis. I feel like I'm one of those people. And as dramatic as that may sound, talk to patients. Look at these children who have these seizures and you know, this oil, this life-saving oil helps them. And when you think about an athlete and think about their injuries and think about all of their physical issues, and being able to treat that with cannabis rather than pharmaceuticals or anything else like that. I mean, I just don't understand why this continues to be demonized when it has so many positive values. But I'm so glad that Brittany Griner is on her way home. I'm glad that she's going to be reunited with her family. I hope that this also sheds a light on the other wrongly convicted Americans around the world that are being detained around the world. It's not just Russia. We've got American citizens all over the world who are detained for different things. And so, but it's a happy day today. It's a joyous day. I'm glad that we as a country just for this can breathe a sigh of relief. And in the news reports, I'm noticing it's like, well, Putin was waiting to see how the election came out. I hope that's something that everybody notices, too, is that dude, I mean, it's public knowledge that he was waiting to see how this turned out. If the Republicans would have done the sweep, I think we would be having a very different conversation today. Because look at the timing of it. It's no accident that the day after Senator Dr. Reverend Raphael Warnock gave control of the U.S. Senate to the Democrats, all of a sudden these things just started happening. So it was very much a wait and see game. And when we talk about diplomacy and when we talk about those things, you have to understand that those are the kinds of things that play into it. And it's a very intricate chess game going on. And I'm pleased to say that, you know, Brittany Griner is, if she's not home yet, she'll be home soon. And getting back on American soil, if you've ever left the mainland for any amount of time, especially if you've gone to another country, there really truly is something about coming back home and getting back on American soil wherever you are. I'm always like, man, if I'm on American soil, I can drive home. if I have to, if I can't catch a flight, I can drive home if I'm on American soil. Because this, it's just, it's all home. It's all Indian land. Yes, indeed. Thank you so much for tuning in to this segment of The Kelly Jo Show, a Damn Indian production distributed by the Institute for Native Arts and Media. The views and opinions expressed in this segment are those of the individual and do not necessarily reflect those of the iNAM organization. For more information or to donate, you can email nativeartsandmediainstitute@gmail.com. And don't forget, you can always catch past episodes of all shows wherever you get your podcast. Thank you so much for your support.